The moon rises once more as we thread through the mysteries of time and space. For just as the moon led us on the road to metering time, she also led us to see beyond that thin, thin layer of biosphere that lies upon Earth's surface. Let us go back 4 centuries to a key moment in which we took our first baby step into space. In 1609, Galileo heard about the new telescopes being built in the Netherlands, and he quickly built one of his own. His first was a 3-power telescope. Later that year, he presented an 8-power telescope to the court. Then, on November 30th, Galileo turned one of those telescopes upon the moon. He was not first to look at the moon through a telescope. Earlier that same year, the English scientist Thomas Harriot had done so. Harriot sketched the terminator line between light and dark on the moon's face. The terminator was, to Harriot's surprise, jagged. He wondered how that could be. Everyone knew the moon was a perfect crystalline sphere. Down through the millennia, the stars and planets had been a true wink of heaven. Out there lay inaccessible perfection. We called them the heavens, just because we had no hope of going there in this mortal life. In fact, we believed that heaven actually lay in the regions beyond the last crystalline sphere, the one that carried the fixed stars, all at the same distance from Earth. Harriot's jagged terminator line had to be the reflection of imperfect Earth upon the surface of the perfect moon. But Galileo had 2 advantages over Harriot. For one thing, it was he who'd already put in motion a revolution that would overturn 2,000 years of Aristotelian thinking. Galileo was not committed to a perfect moon. His 2nd advantage was that he was no mean artist. He made a set of sepia drawings of the moon in its changing phases, beautiful images with a wonderful luminescent glow. They left no doubt about the pockmarked surface, the mountains and valleys of the moon. When other people saw those drawings, they promptly saw what they had not been able to see before. Like an optical illusion, the moon changed in a blink from smooth to rough. Galileo went on to calculate the height of lunar mountains from the shadows they cast. He also observed spots on the supposedly perfect sun. Others had seen sunspots, but the Aristotelian world had ignored them. Now our perception of the sun turned over just as abruptly as our perception of the moon had. Only 3 years after Galileo made his lunar sketches, the Virgin was painted on the ceiling of a new Roman basilica, standing upon a cratered moon. In no time, poets like Milton and Dryden were writing about that newly craggy lunar surface, and John Donne used imagery of cratered planets and sunspots in a poem about the crucifixion. What a death were it then to see God die. It made his own lieutenant nature shrink. It made his footstool crack and the sun wink. Could I behold those hands which span the poles and tune all spheres at once, pierced with those holes? So the church simply ingested Galileo's first assaults on the perfect Aristotelian universe. His troubles with the Vatican lay ahead of him, and those troubles would revolve about the sun-centered solar system. That too had much to do with making us see the heavens as a real place where humans might actually go. But it was Luna, whom mortals call the moon, who truly summons us to make a habitation of space, and we heard that siren call immediately after Galileo had shown us her craggy imperfections.